朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
因为他懂得敬畏神，
because they know how to revere God.
他真把神当神，
they really treat God as God.
我们就可以放心。
And then we can be at peace.
第二个，神的百姓之所以特殊，不光是因为神与他们同在，神是他们的中心。
And again, the people of God, they're special not only because God is in the center of their lives and God is with them.
在他们身上有一个特点跟世人不一样。
But there's a characteristic in their living that is different from the rest of the world.
就是十字架是他们的生活，是他们的道路，是他们的见证。
That the cross is their life, is their way, is their testimony.
我在这里从三个点来看一下啊。
We're going to come and look at this particular aspect from three specific points.
我们先从以色列百姓在走天路的时候，他们安营。
And we'll come and look at as they are setting camp and as they're walking the wilderness.
到底他们的安营跟十字架有什么关系？
And what does their encampment have anything to do with the cross?
我想我们读完摩西五经都知道，以色列十二个支派每一次安营的时候，
And we know that every time the 12 tribes of Israel, when they set camp around the tabernacle,
他们不是随便你要住哪里就住哪里。
It's not that you could go and live with whoever you want.
他们非常有秩序的。
And they're very, very systematic.
十二个支派分成四大营，或者叫道下，分成四大营。
The 12 tribes are separated into four major groups.
然后这四个营里面，每一个营有三个支派。
And so each of those groups have three tribes.
那你把这三个支每一个营的三个支派的人数加总的话，
If you come and add all the numbers of the people of Israel from each of those tribes,
你发现十字架的顶上，这个是西边啊，叫以法莲营，一共有108,100个人。
On the east, which is north of their tabernacle,
the west.
I'm sorry, on the west is 180,000.
然后它的东边就是十字架的底下是犹大营，人数最多。
On the east side, which is the south of the tabernacle,
有186,400个人。
Constitute the tribe of Judah, which is the most of the tribes, 186,000.
左右两边各都150,000人多。
And the left and right is all about 150,000.
那你发现当他们真安营起来的时候，它其实是一个非常巨大的十字架。
And when they set camp, you come to realize the picture that you see is a very large cross.
然后我们刚才说它对着会幕安营。
And then we said that it is settled around the tabernacle.
等一下我们会讲到会幕安营的形状，所以我们现在可以看下一张，谢谢。
Take a look at the next slide.
你发现从山上看的时候，
And you discover when somebody's looking at the people of God from the hilltops.
神百姓的安营是一个巨大的十字架。
The people of God, as they set camp, is an enormous cross.
你稍微想象在旷野，尤其到了晚上深夜的时候，黑夜的时候，
particularly in the middle of the night, when you think aboutat the dark of the night,
你从天上看，在这个黑暗的大地上有一个巨型的十字架发光。
And from the sky, you'll be able to see this enormous cross that is giving forth light.
所以这个我们发现神做的很奇妙的事情。
We find and discover that God's done a marvelous thing.
在旧约，神的百姓还不是那么了解什么叫十字架。
In the Old Testament, the people of God did not understand, comprehend what the cross was.
神已经让他们的生活都跟十字架发生关系。
God already came and illustrated that their life has everything to do with the cross.
整个他们的生活，他们的安营是活在一个十字架的见证底下。
Their livelihood, how they settle, is all a center around the cross.
所以当巴兰从山上往下看的时候，他忍不住惊叹，他说：“这是何等的一般人！”
That's why when Balaam, when he came and looked at the people of God, he said he was wild, he was amazed. What special people!
这是独居的民，不列在万民中的。
This is a people dwelling alone. They are not number among the nations.
然后第二个，我们从会幕的摆设来看。
And secondly, we're going to come and look at the placement of the tabernacle.
刚才已经讲到他们对着会幕安营。
And we say that they are settled according to the tabernacle.
那你知道会幕的摆设，一进门就是铜祭坛。
And when you come,
可以看下一章了。
And enter into the tabernacle, the very first thing you see is the altar.
然后再往前走，下一章啊。
And then you walk further.
啊，这是整个会幕的摆设。
And this is the placement of the tabernacle.
铜祭坛、洗濯盆，然后进到圣所。
And you come to the altar, the bronze altar, and then the laven, and then you come into the holy place.
进到圣所以后，右边是陈设饼的桌子，左边是金灯台。
As you enter the holy place,
我们还是回到原来的图，好吧？
Is the table of showbread, and on the left-hand side is the lampstand.
然后再往前走。
And then you take another step.
在圣所里面最靠近至圣所的就是金香坛。
And the one that is closest to the holies of holies is the altar of incense.
等到你进到至圣所的时候，就是约柜、十人座。
When you enter into the most holy, it is the ark of the covenant.
你发现它整个的摆设又是一个十字架。
Again, you come to discover that the placement of the tabernacle illustrates the figure of the cross.
它在这里不光它的形状。是十字架。
Not only its shape, its figure is the cross.
其实圣经上讲到每一件的圣物，这个 holy furniture, 它都跟十字架发生关系的。
Every one of these holy furnishing has something to do with the cross.
讲到我们所有属灵的经历，我们的侍奉都离不开十字架。
All of our spiritual experiences, all of our services cannot be separated from the cross.
你要进到神的面前，第一个碰到的就是铜祭坛。跟十字架发生绝对的关系。
And the very first thing, as you come to the presence of God, you need to come to the bronze and altar. It has everything to do with the cross.
祭坛讲到他为我死，我为他活。
The altar speaks of the fact that he died for me, so I will live for him.
他在十字架为我流血舍命，我今天在祭坛面前愿意把自己献上，为他而活，都是十字架。
At the cross, he shed his blood for me, so now I'm willing to offer up my life to him. It is the work of the cross.
洗濯盆讲到这个用水借的道把我们洗干净，也跟十字架的经历发生关系。
The laver speaks about the washing, the cleansing of the priesthood, and this speaks of the work of the cross in our lives.
一进到圣所，耶稣基督成为陈设饼，成为我们生命的粮，因为一粒麦子必须落在地里死了，才能结出许多的籽粒。
And when you come to the holy place, you discover that Christ is the bread of life to us. Unless a grain of wheat falls and dies, it remains alone.
我们读经，我们聚会，我们听到，我们在这里得到属灵的祝福，都跟耶稣基督的舍命发生关系的。
And every time we come to listen to a message, we come to the Bible study. Every kind of time we receive the Lord, it has everything to do with the interaction with the life of Christ.
同样，金灯台能够发光，它必须燃烧自己，才能够照亮别人。
The lampstand illuminates and gives light, so that it can illuminate others.
基督是我们的生命之光，我们是世界的光。
And Christ is the light of life to us. We are the light of the world.
都讲到十架的经历。
All these things speaks of the experiences of the cross.
再往前去，到了金香坛，讲到我们的祷告和敬拜生活。
And we come and take another step further. We come to the golden altar of incense speaks of our worship and our prayers.
没有一个真实的祷告不跟十字架发生关系。
There's not a genuine prayer that has nothing to do with the cross.
不要忘了，金香坛上的火是从铜祭坛上的火拿进来的。
Remember, the fire upon the altar of incense is the fire that came from the altar of bronze.
你不能随便带个凡火进去去点香坛。
You cannot bring a profane fire to come and light the altar of incense.
所以真实蒙神悦纳的祷告和敬拜是从祭坛来的。
The genuine prayer, the genuine worship comes from the altar.
然后我们进到至圣所，我们在这里与神相遇，在他施恩座前与他相遇。
And then we come into the presence of God. We come and commune with the Lord at the altar, the ark of the covenant.
我们能来是因为耶稣基督的宝血为我们洒在施恩座上。
And we come to His mercy seat because the blood of the Lamb was scattered, was a sprinkle on the covenant.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有看到，不光我们的生活跟十字架是发生关系的。
We come to discover not only as our livelihood.Related to the cross.
我们的侍奉，我们蒙恩，每一个属灵的经历都离不开十字架的。
Our services, every aspect of grace that we experience cannot be separated from the cross.
我们进到神的道路就是一条十字架的道路。
And when we come into the way of the Lord, it is the way of the cross.
铜祭坛、洗濯盆、生命笔、金灯台、金香坛，让我们来到施恩座。
The bronze altar, the laver, the showbread, the lampstand, the altar of incense, and then we come to the throne of grace.
太宝贵了。
It is so precious.
而我们特别讲过。
And then we talked about this before.
受苦不是十字架的目的。
The purpose of the cross is not suffering.
基督才是十字架的目的。
Christ is the end of the cross.
借着十架我们跟基督发生关系。
That through the cross, we have a relationship with Christ.
所以总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
So that Christ would always be magnified.
只有一条路。
There's only but one way.
就是借着活出基督。
It's through living out Jesus Christ.
对不对？
Isn't that right?
要能够活出基督就必须不再是我乃是基督这叫做十字架
And for us to be able to live out Christ it has to be no longer I but him this is the cross
只有身上带着耶稣的死基督的死才可能让基督的身显明在我们身上
Only when we carry about the death of the Christ would the life of Christ be magnified through us
弟兄姊妹我相信这些信息我们都耳熟能详了
Brothers and sisters, I know these messages, these words are familiar to you
但是我们生活真的在这样子的经历里面来经历它吗
But every day as we live, have we experienced him this way?
所以第三个我们从新约的启示来看
Thirdly, we want to come and look at it from the revelation in the New Testament.
保罗在哥林多前书第二章第二节他说我定了主意在你们中间不知道别的
In 1 Corinthians, Paul says, I determined to know nothing.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But Christ and him crucified.
弟兄姊妹，保罗真理懂太多了。
Brother Sister Paul, he knows so much of theology, the truth of God.
他说你们读了我的信就知道我深知基督的奥秘。
And then he said, well, if you've read my epistles, you know that I am well versed. I know the mysteries of God.
他还有三层天的启示，他还有历代以来隐藏在创造万物者心中的奥秘都向他启示了。
The revelation in the third heaven and all the mysteries that's been hidden throughout the ages, they were revealed to him.
但是他居然说，我定的主意在你们中间不知道别的。
But he says, I determined to know nothing in your midst.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But Christ and him crucified.
我想宾如意师母在她最有名的那本书
Sister Pen Lewis, one of her famous writings,
加略山的十字架里面她也说过
The cross on the Mount of Calvary, she also wrote,
她说哥哥他是整个世界的转捩点
She says Golgotha is the turning point for the entire world.
所有在他之前的都指向他
Everything that was before it was pointing to him.
所有在他之后的都归回他
Everything that was after it is returned to him.
所有还没有成就的都是根于他
And everything that has not been, has not come to pass yet is of him.
所以弟兄姊妹我们讲到这一班是独居的民为什么
And why do we say that this is a people that is dwelling alone?
神是他们的生活和侍奉的中心。
Because God is the center of their life and their service.
而十字架是他们的生活、道路和活出来的见证。
The cross is their way, their life, and the testimony by which they live.
换句话说，总叫基督照常显大。
In other words, Christ be magnified always.
不管个人，不管家庭，不管教会，都是这样。
Whether it be us individually, our families, or church as a whole, this is the way.
好。这是独居的民不在万民中我们现在进到第二个大点
And we come to the second major point This is a people not counted among the nations
讲到神的儿女们不属于这个世界
It speaks of the fact that the people of God They do not belong to this world
首先讲到他们是属神的子民不被列在万民中
Again, they are a people belonging to God So they are not listed among the nations
我们刚才说过的神像老鹰一样把我们背出来
And we read earlier that God has carried us on eagle's wings And he brought us out to himself
要叫我们成为属神的子民
That we may be a peopleThat belong to God.
或者我们成为神的 special treasure.
That we would be a special treasure unto Him.
这个我1991年蒙召服侍主出来之前
In 1991, before the Lord called me into full-time ministry.
我最后一次到欧洲去出差的时候
The last time I went on a business trip in Europe.
我记得那天周末我去参加了一个伦敦的一个 one day, 一天的旅游
I remember that I took a tour, a one-day tour in the city of London.
那个导游带我们到这个伦敦塔哈 ，London Tower 去看。
And the tour guide took us to the London Tower.
他讲了很多很多的故事给我们。
And he told us a lot of amazing stories.
他后来带我们去看一个他认为是最值得他show off 的一个东西。
And he went and brought us to see this one thing that. he's most proud of, one thing that he wanted to show off.
叫做非洲之心。
And it's called the heart of Africa.
它 是一颗530克拉的大钻石。
It's a diamond that is 530 carat.
你们在座做姊妹的不要羡慕挂那样子的戒指，把你压死了。
All your sisters, do not admire to wear a ring of that caliber. It will weigh you down.
530克拉是为了英王加冕不是生日的时候献给他的礼物。
It was a gift that was given to the king on his birthday.
他连照相都不准我们照的。
And we weren't even allowed to take pictures, photos of it.
这叫做 special treasure, 特别的宝贝。
This is a special treasure.
今天我们是神眼中的同人，远比这个东西更重要。
We need to understand that we are the apple of God's eyes, and we are far more precious than this diamond.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是往脸上贴金啊。
Brothers and sisters, we're not patting ourselves on the back.
神说这些渔民，这些得胜者，对神来说是冠冕上的宝石。
God says, this people, they are like the crown jewel.
我们是属神的子民。
And we are a people that belongs to God.
所以在这里我们看见世界的王用各样的方法想要辖制我们，诱惑我们离开以神为中心的生活。
So the king of this world wants to come and contain us, wants to tempt us, to draw us away from the king of this one true God.
其实科技的发展跟物质的享受已经足够足够足够我们生活了，对不对？
And according to the advancement of technology, the comfort that we experience today is more than enough for us to enjoy this life.
我们在北京是不是叫紫禁城？去看以前皇帝住的地方，我一点都不羡慕。
And when we went to Beijing, we went to see where the emperor once lived. I didn't admire where he lived.
你羡慕吗？
Do you admire to live there?
地上的君王神气活现的，不过住在那里而已。
The kings of this world, they're so proud that this is my palace. They live there.
今天你我的家庭要开暖气就开暖气，要开空调就开空调，要热水就热水，他哪里有这种事情？
And we can have air conditioning anytime we want. We want hot water, cold water, whenever we want.
今天科技的进步
the advancement of technology today
一直发明各样的事情出来，吸引人的心，让人去追求，让人去攀比，让人去被它辖制。
And they continue to invent things that causes people to pursue after it, to compare with it, and they are bound by it.
它为的就是不能让我们单纯的来爱主
so that we cannot comeAnd love God with a heart that is singular towards Him.
让我们没有时间力量来好好的成长，来追求主。
That we don't have the time or the strength to come and grow in the presence of God.
你觉得你生活一点都不忙？算了，不要举手。我现在学习不叫你们举手。没有一个人会觉得自己不忙的。
I believe there's not a single person who is here that would say that I'm not busy.
但是在忙的里面有几个人告诉我，你是忙忙到你读经读不完，祷告祷告不完，聚会聚不完，都是为了神家的事。
And how many of us would say that I'm so busy to the extent that I can't read the scripture, I can't pray, because it's all because the house service is the house of God.
我上次讲到我不小心看到我2010年的统计，那个时候统计说北美的青少年每一个礼拜触电的时间57个小时。
And this was a statistic that was taken, I think, back in 2010, that every teenager spends about 57 hours on video games.
触电哈，就是 electrical shock, 开玩笑的。电玩也好，电视也好，手机也好，音乐，电话，所有的这种，一个礼拜57个小时。
57 hours a week, they are in touch with something that's electronic.
那我们也不要光去讲孩子们。
And we don't want to just, you know, look at the kids.
我们大人。
We as adults.
真的没有时间来祷告吗？
But do we really, can we really say that I have no time to pray?
我不是鼓励弟兄姊妹要这么轻看祷告。我跟你说，你哪怕只有三分钟真实安静的祷告，信心里面进到神的同在，你整个人会被翻转的。
I don't want anyone to misunderstand me, and do not treat prayer as casually. But if you have 3 minutes of just fully devotion, setting your heart and your mind on the Lord and meeting the Lord, your life would be changed.
你整个人会重新得力的。
You will find your strength.
你会碰到主的同在，主的爱，让你灵里面活起来。
And you will meet the presence of God, the love of God, that your spirit would rise.
上个礼拜我们在南加州跟一些弟兄姊妹交通的时候，我说以前都说孩子们在我们眼前有十八年的时间。
And last week I was sharing with a brother and sister down in SoCal that our children, they have about 18 years with us.
要好好珍惜。
We need to treasure those times.
让他们在这一段时间赶快建立跟神的关系，还有跟我们之间的关系。
In this time that they will establish their relationship with God, their relationship with us.
我跟你说，现在根本没有十八年。
And I will tell you now that we probably don't have 18 years.
什么时候你的孩子懂得上网的话，他已经开始逐渐离家了。
And whenever they began to understand the principle of the internet and they began to get online, they began to depart from home.
世界的网有的是方法吸引他们。
The world, the king of this world have all sorts of ways to draw their hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我们要求神帮助我们。
Brothers, we need the Lord to help us.
前两天我想你们在报纸上也应该看到哈，是这个12月29号那不过是三四天之前。
December 29th, this few days ago, I believe everybody probably read it on the newspaper.
在上海迪士尼乐园夜里面半夜三点钟开始5000个人排队。你要不要看看这个图。
In Shanghai, Disneyland, in the middle of the night, 5,000 people were in line.
半夜三点钟开始排队5000个人排了好几百公尺。
3 a.m. in the morning, people were lining up around the park.
为了买底下那些小家伙。
To purchase those little gifts down below.
他不过发了一个消息说还没卖完有一些库存没有讲剩下多少五千个人半夜去排队。
They said we still have some left that's not sold. They didn't give the quantity.
买不到的大人还坐在地上哭还不是小孩哭。
And there are adults who missed the opportunity to purchase it. They sat down and started weeping.
你说这个世界变成什么样子的到底我们在要什么
You said, what has this world turned into? What is it that we are going after?
世界的王有的是办法来夺我们的心的。
The king of this world has all sorts of schemes to come and draw our hearts.
这就是我说的，为什么腓力斯人要把这么多的神像丢在地上。
This is the reason why the Philistines, they cast so many of their idols on the ground.
他就是要让百姓们陷入网罗。
That the people of God would fall into their nets.
把这些神像带回家成为你的偶像。
That they allow the people of God to grab one of these statues to become their altar.
今天没有一个人可以管你在荧幕上在看什么，在追求什么，在想要什么。
And nobody can come and control what you are watching, what you are longing for, what you want to buy.
但是有一件事我要提醒弟兄姊妹的，就是仇敌一直把各样的神像丢在我们的眼前，叫我们捡起来，叫我们带回家去。
I want to remind you that the king of this world constantly casts out these idols that we may behold and that we would lay hold of them, grab them and become our center of worship at our homes.
所以我们说要 simplify our life, 我们的生活要简化。
So when we need to come and have the understanding to simplify our life.
也要 purify our heart and mind. 我们的心我们的思想都需要被主来洁净。
We need to purify our hearts and our minds before the Lord.
所以我们不光被神从世界救出来。
Not only have we been brought out, been drawn out from the world by the Lord.
我们成为有君尊的祭司来侍奉神。
But we need to be a people of royal priesthood to serve the Lord.
出埃及被神从埃及救出来是神的恩典。
And to being brought out of Egypt.Being delivered is God's grace.
带进迦南是神更大的恩典。
To being brought into Canaan is God's greater grace.
让我们得救是神的恩典。
And for us to be saved, it is God's grace.
让我们竟然可以靠着基督过得胜的生活，是神更大的恩典。
That by Christ we may live a victorious life, that's the more immense grace of God.
我们得着了基督做生命是恩典，太大的恩典。
When we have the life of Christ to be our life, that is a tremendous grace of the Lord.
但是神叫我们在基督里能够得着更丰盛的恩典，这叫恩上加恩。
But in Christ, we may receive the more abundance of His grace. This is what is grace upon grace.
所以我们从世界的玷污、捆绑、辖制里面出来是恩典。
So being rescued, being drawn out by the defilement of this world, it is the grace of God.
我们不仅仅成为独居的民，被神救出来的人。
We are now a people that is dwelling alone. God has rescued us from the world.
我们能够居然成为君尊的祭司，来侍奉永生神，这是更大的恩典。
But now we are a people of royal priesthood. We now serve the one true God. This is a greater grace.
所以路加福音说，我们既然从仇敌的手中被救出来。
The gospel according to Luke says that we have been delivered out of the hands of the enemy.
就可以终身坦然无惧的 用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
That all the days of our lives without fear, that we may serve the Lord God with righteousness.
侍奉着永生神。
To serve the everlasting, ever living God.
侍奉着宇宙的主宰。
The author of the universe.
至高至大者，我们可以终身在他面前成为侍奉他的人。
The Lord Most High, all the days of our life, we can now serve before Him.
你说你是。是不是独居的民？是不是特别的子民？
I want to ask you now, are you a special people? A special treasure unto the Lord.
跟隔壁的人都说，我们是独居的民。
I say to the person next to you, I am a person dwelling alone.
我们不属于这个世界的。
We do not belong to this world.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
所以希望在新的一年。
And we pray that in the coming new year.
面对这样子的主题。
And in the face of this grand theme.
无论生死，总叫基督照常显大。
Whether by life or by death, Christ will always be magnified.
然后我们看见，我们真的是一般特别的人。
That we truly come and behold and see that we are a special people.
跟神发生关系的人。
We are people that has a living relationship with God.
有基督做生命的人。
That Christ has become our life.
有地上所有受造人最高的职分和价值，就是成为祭司来侍奉神。
And the greatest.Position for anybody in the world is to become a priest to serve the living God.
让我们都一起来哈。
Then we'll come and do this together.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。